I'm Kate Remington, and I'm talking with Eckhart Proy, the music director of the Stanford Symphony Orchestra, about the concerts Saturday and Sunday at the Palace Theater. Eckhart, it's so nice to have a chance to talk with you.
Great to be back. Thank you.
You've got a really interesting program that really covers a lot of ground for this series of concerts. There's music of Bach, Shostakovich, a wonderful contemporary work by Anna Klein, and some Haydn. And I'm really curious about how you chose these pieces and how they hang together.
Well, I think it's always good to do some Bach. You can never do enough Bach, in my opinion, and many orchestras don't. Bach has kind of dropped a little bit off the radar, and we leave it usually to the expert groups, very, 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 very small, specialized groups for Baroque music and so on. I think orchestras need to do more Bach. And so, Bach hangs very, very nicely together with the Shostakovich piano concerto, because Shostakovich was, of course, an admirer of Bach. I mean, who isn't really? And was inspired by Bach, not only to write his own preludes, but also, of course, the initial of his name in many of his pieces, also in his string quartets. You can hear in his piano concerto also the third movement kind of references to Bach a little bit. And so that's how that first half of the concert hangs together, the Bach, both the Sinfonia, his fifth piano concerto, which is interesting because nobody does that anymore. You know, I mean, if you go to YouTube, usually what you find is like Glenn Gould in the 70s, and that's it. which is kind of weird, because it gives me the impression that nobody does this anymore. How is that possible? What has the world come to?
And it's sad, because the slow movement of that concerto is absolutely gorgeous.
And everybody knows it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's one of those things that everybody knows, they just don't know they know.
Mm-hmm. And Chu Fang Huang is the pianist, and then she'll be the soloist in the Shostakovich concerto for piano, and it's a pretty beefy part for trumpet in that concerto as well. And so that's kind of unusual, too.
It is very, very unusual. I mean, this concerto, I think it is the Bach concerto we are actually not going to do with harpsichord, but with a real piano, because I think that is what Bach would have done. There are many people hesitating this way because they want to be authentic, but I think it works really well with a regular grand piano. The Shostakovich is just a phenomenal piece, just because, you know, he uses just a string orchestra and one trumpet and one solo. And actually, Shostakovich himself, he always had the trumpet sit solo position. And I think we're going to do that as well. You know, if Shostakovich does it, why not us? But what he does with these rather small forces is just really phenomenal. It never ceases to surprise me what Shostakovich can actually do with a minimum amount of forces. What broad range of emotions he's able to cover, and it never gets boring. There's not a single second that lets you down. It's either sarcasm, or it's like music hall music, or it's melancholy, it's tragedy, it is over the top brilliance. It's just a phenomenal piece of music.
And all of that compressed into what, about 21, 22 minutes? I mean, it's
21
just
minutes, yeah.
And it always reminds me too of his one of the early jobs he had accompanying silent films, and he loved writing film scores too. And you can really hear that in this concerto.
Absolutely, I was actually thinking the same thing, that you know, and particularly when you do accompany like silent movies on the piano, you have to be so flexible and so visual. And that's exactly what you feel when you listen to that music, how quick from one second to the next he can change the mood and be very original about it, and be very kind of, it's very gripping music. Shostakovich always grips you. And juxtaposed to Bach and with these Bach influences, I find that very, very fascinating.
It's going to be interesting to hear them back to back like that, for sure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And on the second half of the program, you've got a really just stunning contemporary piece by Anna Klein, a composer born in London, and she's written a work in memory of her mother, Within Her Arms. And I was listening to this work, and it just absolutely blew me away. It's so transparent and shimmery and heartfelt. It's really an amazing piece.
It is, and it's very rare that you can use the words that you just used in conjunction with a contemporary piece. You know, I mean, it is so beautiful, that it's almost impossible to explain what you will feel. You know, it reminds me a little bit of kind of Thomas Tallis, like the old English background. But what she does with it, there's a little bit Barbara Adagio in there, maybe a little bit, but it's this shimmery, very emotional, sighing, very lyrical approach to it. It's really just 15 solo strings. It makes it very intimate. It makes it incredibly beautiful, and really a journey and I hope that people will. That this piece will be played again and again, because I think that is one of the few pieces that is really worthwhile doing it again and again, because it explores our soul in a very, very deep fashion.
Well, it reminded me, too, of some of the works by Arvo Pärt, and you do have to listen to them over and over to really get inside of them. And so I hope, too, that it really has some legs. I know recently it had its premiere in London, and it's been performed in New York, and now it's Stanford.
I mean, she has a phenomenal career going on. I mean, she is, you know, I mean, she came to New York with just in a suitcase and a cello and was a waitress, and now she is composing residence with the Chicago Symphony. And is one of the hottest tickets for young composers. I mean, she's still in her 30s, early 30s, I believe. And so I think we can expect a lot from Anna Klein.
Well, that's so exciting. And that's, I know, been a mission for you and the orchestra, too, is to really showcase works by living composers that we wouldn't know about otherwise.
And I think also do contemporary music justice. It has a little bit, you know, I think in many people's mind, it is a dirty name, you know, contemporary music, contemporary composer, because A, we don't know it, we've had bad experience with it, and I think we try to rectify both of these assumptions that contemporary music is not for us. I think it is one of the most fascinating things you can do is to listen to something that you're very likely to never hear again. And so just the intensity of the listening that it requires and the uniqueness of what you will hear. There's no path that you can go again. It's something very, very novel. And I think if you have just a grain of adventurous in your mind, this is something very, very special and fun to do.
Well, I wonder what it's like for you as a conductor, because you might not ever play this piece again. And so I'm wondering if, you know, down the road, if there are pieces that you really have loved by contemporary composers and you bring them back after a few years with an orchestra.
I mean, this piece by Anna Klein is definitely on top of the list. I've actually done it before. That's why I do it again, because of the incredible response that I got the first time around. And the setting then was like a rather more lighthearted, younger audience. And so, and we had like all kinds of fun music around it. And then after the concert, people came up to see it and said, you know, this piece by Anna Klein was the best thing all evening long. And I said, really? And now, because I was kind of worried about it. It's very slow and moving and not necessarily for a younger crowd that is like a party crowd. But actually they liked that piece the best. And I thought, you know, maybe this piece does touch a certain part of our soul that is very, very, very special and very unique. And that's why we're doing it again.
Oh, that's great. Well, Eckhart, as always, it is such a pleasure to talk with you, and it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful program this weekend.
Thank you.